Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Ousmane Dembele wins a silly trinket.
Dembele.
Aston Villa really start to stagnate.
And are they so stagnant that it's very difficult to drive new impetus?
And Nonny Madueke suffers a blow to his fledgling Arsenal career.
Room here for Marino, which he's made the most of by finding Madueke. And his effort is cleared by Donnarumma.
Hello, I'm Ian McIntosh. Welcome to Route 1. It's football, fast and no faff. It's everything you need to know in a very, very busy week of football. Let's go Route 1. Ousmane Dembele has won the Ballon d'Or, and I know it will mean a lot to him when I say that everyone at Route 1 sends their heartiest congratulations. But the Ballon d'Or is stupid, and the only thing stupider than the Ballon d'Or is people caring about the Ballon d'Or. Individual awards in a team sport make no sense. You could squirt the DNA of Pelé, Maradona, Messi and Ronaldo into a cocktail shaker, mix it up, whack it in a test tube. I'm not a scientist. Send the resultant superchild to La Masia at the age of 4, stick him on the pitch at the age of 18, and that kid still won't be able to win a game of football on his own. It's a team game. In fact, it's not even just a team game now, it's a squad game. And actually, when you think about the work done by coaches, managers, nutritionists, conditioners, data analysts, and the bus driver, it's not even a squad game. It's a club game. And the irony is that Ousmane Dembele has only won the Ballon d'Or because Paris Saint-Germain finally realized this last season. It took them 14 years to realize that spending famine-ending money on individuals in the hope of winning team prizes was a flawed strategy. Only when Luis Enrique arrived, only when the departure of truculent individuals was sanctioned, only when PSG learned to play as a team, did they finally succeed. I blame Real Madrid for all of this. In 2003, President Florentino Perez refused to sanction a pay rise for defensive midfielder Claude Makélélé, telling him that no one wanted to buy a shirt with Makélélé on the back of it. Well, Chelsea begged to differ, and Makélélé became the foundation stone of their greatest ever team. Meanwhile, Perez went with his Galactico policy, the purchase of at least one superstar every year and the insistence that they had to play regardless of their form. Real Madrid won nothing for 3 years. Now the word Galactico is a useful red flag to signal when someone doesn't know what they're talking about. More than a decade on from Madrid's abject and costly failure, Ed Woodward decided he was going to instigate a Galactico policy when he was pulling the strings at Manchester United. Clearly, this was madness. And yet the popularity of the Ballon d'Or, the importance afforded to it, suggests we've learned nothing whatsoever from their mistakes. We still value the individual more than the collective. Now, Dembele was a figurehead of a brilliant PSG team, but it was actually only the second time in his career that he scored double-digit league goals in a season. The last time was at Rennes in 2016. You could just as easily have awarded it to Bradley Barcola for his 24 goal involvements, or to Achraf Hakimi for his brilliance down the flank, or to João Neves for his creative genius, or to Desiree Doué for being such a joy on the ball, or to Vitinha, or to... You get my point. It's lovely that PSG have finally figured out how football works, and well done to Dembele for winning a trinket that obviously means a lot to him. For the love of God, stop thinking that the Ballon d'Or is anything more than that. Aston Villa are in trouble. After 3 years of near constant progress under Unai Emery, they finally stagnated. Now, whether it's just an extended poor run of form to open the season, long-term struggles of PSR finally taking a toll, or simply 146 games, Emery's third most at any club, marking the point where players stop responding, the rot seems to have set in. And now the much heralded, perhaps too heralded, president of football operations, Monchi, is leaving the club. Villa are in the bottom three, yet to win this season, out of the League Cup, and their only two goals this season have both been goalkeeper howlers. This isn't like Emery's Villa at all. They've been dynamic, prolific, entertaining and successful. Emery's Villa are the first team since Ranieri's Leicester to give people hope that the top four isn't a foregone conclusion, decided by money alone. So how did a team that finished just 3 points off the Champions League places last season fall apart so quickly? Can Emery arrest the slide, or are the end times in motion? Jacob Tanswell is the Aston Villa's athletic correspondent. Over to you.
Well, Aston Villa starts this season, it's gone worse than anyone could envisage. The start of the summer was flat. Throughout the summer, it's uncertain in terms of what players would leave, what players would come. But this feels like there's a real stagnancy that's set in at Aston Villa. Obviously not helped by PSR, UEFA scorecast rules, UEFA sanctions. But the fact that since Unai Emery came in October 2022, not much of the squad's changed. He signed 28 players, but how many have really made an impact in the starting 11? Arguably, Yuri Tillemans, Morgan Rogers, Pau Torres, but he finds himself out of the team. Really, all the players are pre-Unai Emery. You see against Everton, you see against Sunderland, 9 in the start and 11 were there before him. So the onus is obviously going to be on him, but the onus is going to be on Monchi as well, sporting director. The pressure's on him to deliver and to turn over and change up the squad. And ultimately, he's been deemed not able to do that. And I think it's right for all parties, from their view, to change and restructure the hierarchy. What I will say is that it's difficult for Monchi because he can only do so much in terms of giving players to Emery, offering solutions, but Emery ultimately has the final say. So it's very interesting to see where Villa go from here in terms of evolving the squad. Can they arrest their form? You'd imagine they can with a quality manager like Emery. But I think it's gone so far, and are they so stagnant that it's very difficult to drive new impetus?
You can keep up to date with everything Villa-related by catching Jacob at theathletic.com. Go check out the website. There's almost certainly a special offer on there. Poor West Ham fans. They really can't catch a break just now. Even rearranged league fixtures can end up making them feel worse. Last night, Marseille beat PSG 1-0, their first win over their rivals at the Velodrome for 14 years. Former Hammer Naif Agard, who was deemed surplus to requirements by Graham Potter, scored the winner and was named man of the match. And it's only a week on from another former Hammer deemed surplus to requirements and sold to Marseille. Emerson Palmieri played brilliantly away to Real Madrid. That's really not the sort of judgment-questioning development you need when you've already got the Premier League's worst defence. When Napoli won the Scudetto last season, a stopwatch started on Antonio Conte, declaring war on his board and claiming his squad wasn't strong enough for the challenges ahead of them. And after beating Pisa 3-2 last night, their fourth win out of four in Serie A this season, Conte said, "We, unlike others, don't have a well-oiled squad to play a season with various commitments like the Champions League, Coppa Italia and Supercoppa." Stop the clock. Oh, Antonio. Why does it always come to this? Why can't you ever just be happy? Time to reset that clock then, and this time we're counting down to his acrimonious departure from Napoli, because this is what always happens. In the Championship last night, Millwall beat Watford 1-0, a result that sends Alex Neil's men into the top half, but leaves Watford outside of the relegation zone only on goal difference. Watford boss Paolo Pezzolano has had 6 league games in charge now, so it's fair to say he may have already exhausted the patience of the board. Whose turn is it to manage Watford next? I think it might actually be mine. And finally, more injury problems for Arsenal. Nonny Madueke, who started so well for the Gunners in spite of those very weird protests in the summer, he will miss the next 2 months with a knee injury sustained against Manchester City on Sunday. While it's bad news for him, it's great news for Gabriel Martinelli and Leandro Trossard, both of whom are straining at the leash to get more minutes right now. But how many more key injuries can Arsenal sustain? There's absolutely loads of football on tonight. It's Carabao Cup night, and you can see Liverpool against Southampton on Sky Sports and ITV, should you so desire. Sky Sports Football has Lincoln against Chelsea, and Sky Sports Plus has all the other ties, the pick of which is probably Wolves versus Everton. If you've got Premier Sports, you can watch Real Madrid at Levante or Sevilla against Villarreal. And if you take a starter before your main course, you can also watch Athletic Club against Crisis Club Girona or Espanyol against Valencia. They are the early kickoffs. The Coppa Italia is on Premier. AC Milan versus Lecce is the most interesting game there. And you can watch Jose Mourinho's Benfica against Rio Ave if you have access to the mysterious Triller TV Plus. A quick apology. Yesterday, apparently, I said Atletico had won 1-0, despite the script saying 1-1. And I also said that Mbappe had scored, and I quote, in all but one of his last 9 goals, which doesn't make a bit of sense. Thank you to Michael Anderson for pointing out those errors so very, very kindly. I blame the industrial strength cold and flu medicine. The Verve were right. The drugs don't work. That was Route 1. It was football fast, no faff. If you liked it, remember to give it a follow and give it a review if you really like it. I've been Ian McIntosh. Your audio producer was Helena Fremantle. Chris Smith was in the writer's room. Your video editor was Dean Throssell. Sean Nicholas was the video producer. Lola Katz-Roberts and Sophie Manners were on the socials. Bilbo the dog behaved himself throughout this recording. And now I'm going to bed.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.